Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
There was a holdup of the 14 trade that sounded an awful lot like it might be coming out of Detroit, with Mark Spears just the day before saying, hey, James Wiseman is going to start. Today it was revealed that James Wiseman would not be playing, and it sounded like, since we all know that Gary Payton just played, the holdup might be coming from Detroit. Because all parties, which, by the way, every single party has agreed to this trade, at least publicly, has put out a statement. I mean, it got even further down the road than the Correa thing got with the San Francisco Giants in terms of everyone saying, yeah, this deal's happened. Pending physicals. Well, a physical of Gary Payton II has failed. Shams just reported a failed physical exam of Gary Payton has placed the four-team trade in serious jeopardy. Anthony Slater and Shams are reporting that Payton's core muscle injury could sideline him for up to 3 months following a Warriors exam. The Warriors have until tomorrow to either go through with the trade or have the entire four-team deal rescinded. All players return to their starting positions. Golden State reacquired Payton at the trade deadline on Thursday. Wow. It gets even more convoluted. Ray, what else have you found out during the commercial break?
Well, I didn't find it out. I just read it.
What else?
This is from Chris Mannix of Sports Illustrated, who cited The Athletic in a paragraph that reads, Payton, according to sources, had been playing through pain in Portland. Sources added that the Blazers training staff had been pushing him to gut through it, giving him Toradol shots. This had not been relayed to the Warriors during the negotiation process.
Okay. I'm calling a lawyer. If I'm Joe Lacob right now, and I'm thinking about an actionable offense against the Allen family for not fully disclosing a player that they were willing to trade's medical history on day of trade. Is there anything, any bylaw that says you have to be transparent in terms of medicines issued to players who would be involved in trades? I don't know what the NBA would think about the transparency that clearly was being fogged up here by Portland to get a deal done.
I don't know. I'm sure that the league office would aggressively discourage the Warriors from taking the Blazers to court. But the Warriors also have the avenue of negating the trade. If they said, well, wait a minute, we just did a medical and he failed it and you didn't disclose this, they could just say, you have to take him back now.
But the reason they came to the conclusion that they wanted to get back into the Gary Payton II business is because they thought him healthy.
True.
There's no way they would have actively gone about working a trade for someone who was saying, I'm being forced to play, and but for Toradol shots, I'd be unable to.
Well, look, it's not a good look for the Blazers, and I'm not a lawyer, so I can't speak to this with any certitude. But I think the league would say, you have an avenue. You can negate the trade. You can get your property back. And I hate to say property, that's a bad word. But you can get your player back. You can walk this entire trade back. You have a remedy for fixing this. The fact is, the Warriors can undo the trade, or they can take it as is and just say, well, we get cap relief for now, and we will try to get Peyton ready within 3 months.
Before you uncovered the Athletic article, the tweet from Chris Mannix, however you stumbled across what you just shared about the Toradol pain and playing in pain, the one thing that you and I agreed to during the commercial break is this is basically too far over the skis to pull back now.
Yeah, I think so. I think even if the Warriors felt deceived, to undo the entire trade means that they have to reaccept James Wiseman, who they have said all along they're looking after his best interests. If they bring him back, then they're basically saying, all right, you still work for us, but we're not going to let you work because we don't think you're a good enough worker. And the alternative for him is going to Detroit, to a place where they're going to say, we're going to let you play, which is, you know, detrimental to Wiseman's career. So I think they can live with the possibility that they don't get Gary Payton until May, except the fact that they're on the hook for 2 more years of his salary in exchange for the $130 million of cap relief.
Now, look, one of the problems with all this, beyond just the player availability that may not be possible, is the single dumbest way to interpret this. A guy on the Otis Bird III text line named Raphael just interpreted this the single dumbest way it could be interpreted. He said, Bob Myers is lost. Fire him. What are you talking about? Bob Myers is supposed to have Superman X-ray vision and be able to see a torn muscle in a player who was on the court playing against his team the night before the trade was consummated. Bob Myers is not responsible for any element of this blowing up. The crime, if you wanted to say this is a crime, which it isn't, but the deception is coming from the Portland Trailblazers. And this is a deception. They willingly, according to this story from Shams and Anthony Slater, Chris Mannix, however, got relayed, according to this story, and Ray, you can talk me through the entire paragraph if I'm getting this wrong. Please stop me if I'm getting this wrong.
Mm.
But this entire thing happened because the Portland Trailblazers never told the Warriors straight up he probably wouldn't be able to play if we weren't loading him up with Toradol in the 15 games that he has played for us. In the 15 games that he did play for Portland, he didn't do much. Gary Payton was 4 points, 2.5 rebounds, 1.5 assists. So it's not like he was out there doing much in the 15 games that he played. But should he have even been out there at all? If Portland is willing to drug their players to get them on the court, don't they need to disclose that to a team that's about to trade for one of those players?
I don't know if they are required to or not, to be honest with you. So the notion that they've deceived the Warriors, that may very well be true.
It sounds like you tried to just sell me a car that you knew had a bad radiator hose in it or whatever. I don't know anything about engines, but your phalange rod was all screwed up and you knew it. But you sold me the car thinking that I wouldn't catch the broken phalange rod. And that to me is like there's a lemon law for that. You know, you're not allowed to sell a car without disclosing the Carfax information.
No, but but there are remedies for that. And one of the other ones that I didn't even think of until I read the story that just got posted in The Athletic is that there have been this behind the scenes discussions on Friday about the possibility of amendments to the trade. Maybe they throw in somebody else instead of Payton or someone in addition to Payton.
Dame Lillard, get it done. This should cost the Portland Trailblazers Dame Lillard. He'll make a great Warrior. You know he's from Oakland, right?
Yeah, I'm vaguely aware of
that. He is from the Bay Area.
Yeah, I don't think the Warriors get to say, well, we get to pick what we want from you. They would have to renegotiate that entire deal, which means dragging Atlanta and Detroit back into this. I think the Warriors may just choose the simplicity of saying, okay, we're just going to technically pass him, and then we'll put him on the IL and just until he gets healthy, and we will simply do without him. Because a case can be made, not a legal case, but an argument can be made. Well, the only thing that happened here is that you lost the services of a guy that you haven't been playing. And you got something in return for that.
And you can't play him either.
Which is 9 figures worth of cap relief. And you still get the player, you just don't get him as soon as you get him. But that's a choice the Warriors get to make, not one that the Blazers get to propose.
But here's the deal. The Warriors, of course, made this trade partially considering cap space. But they are also considering, how do we be a better team? We need another player. We need a player who understands and fits us in a way that the player that we just walked away from does not fit us. And we're trying to make the playoffs now. Like, Gary Payton might have been a move that was supposed to bolster this roster beyond this season. But you can't worry about those other seasons until the completion of this season. They didn't make a trade for Gary Payton specifically for tomorrow. Tomorrow was included in today. And if they can't get today out of Gary Payton, oh my God, thank you very much. Lucas is handing us things. And he put a star next to this. So it must be a portion that you'd want me to read, Lucas.
We already read that.
This is from Shams. Oh, this is what you... Yes.
Yeah.
Peyton,
it's also from Shams and Slater.
Shams and Slater. All love. Yeah. Peyton, according to sources, has been playing through pain in Portland. Sources added that the Blazers training staff had been pushing him to gut through it. When's the last time the Warriors medical staff pushed a player to gut through anything?
They are notoriously conservative.
Playing through pain, giving him terrible shots to do it, had not been relayed to the Warriors during the negotiation process. That, to me, sounds like scumbaggery is in play. There is an element of deception that I think the Trailblazers are trying to get away with here.
And maybe, but the question is how aggressive do the Warriors want to be about this? Because I think the league will say, look, you have relief. If you don't want to do the deal, don't do the deal. And the damage that will accrue to the Blazers is they don't get to get Gary Payton off their payroll. And they now have a reputation around the league as people who are not to be trusted. I don't think the league wants to escalate this into something huge. And I think they will, in subtle ways, suggest to all parties, you know what? Let's figure out a way, either change this deal so that everybody's happy, which would probably mean the Blazers would have to send somebody else back to Golden State. And Golden State can either accept or you say, no deal. Or they just take Payton.
Here are the four most important words. And the only question that really matters, I think, going forward here. How pissed is Joe? Because if Joe Lacob feels that they tried to pull a fast one on him, Joe's the kind of guy who is going to be so personally, I think, pissed off and offended by that. Unless he's also saying, hey, you know, the main goal of this really wasn't the acquisition of Payton. The main goal of this was the tax relief. And I still have that main goal checked off. But I just don't think that that's the way Joe gets down. I think he is way too highly competitive and invested in on-court success to not be red in the face furious right now.
I'm sure he's
over at Chase Center.
I'm sure he's pissed purple. No question. But that's where Bob Myers' skill as a negotiator will come in handy in-house. We'll just say, okay, look, what do you want to do? Do you want to negate the trade? I'll negate the trade. Do you want to accept it and be happy with the cap relief and the notion that we'll get Gary Payton in May? Do that then. I mean, I think...
Or do you want to sue the Portland Trailblazers for Damian Lillard? That's what I would do.
And you'd have no chance in court.
We're filing frivolous lawsuits.
Oh, okay. Well, then go ahead. Yeah, we'll sue everybody. We will sue the corpse of Paul Allen.
I might sue the Phoenix Suns. Just throw them in there.
Sure, why not? No, I mean, it's based on what we know, this is a pretty creepy thing that the Blazers have done. Only way that they get to evade some responsibility is if the Warriors call them and said, is all this stuff true about the tour at all? And they said, yeah. And if they cop to it at that point, then the Warriors, again, the choice reverts to the Warriors. Do you want to go through with this trade? Do you want to amend the trade? Or do you want to cancel the trade?
I think the Warriors should be given one more day to conduct all trading business. Like, the trade deadline has expired for 29 other teams. The Warriors get one more deal. Well, and they should call the Phoenix Suns and try to flip for Kevin Durant. Okay. A buddy of mine said, you know, they really don't need GP2. They need KD1.
An excellent point. But if you say the other 29 teams can't deal, then the Warriors are talking to themselves.
But no, they get grandfathered in a partner.
Oh, okay.
Obviously,
see, I think I talked to Milwaukee about Giannis at that point.
Good Lord.
Now, I mean, this is hilarious and bizarre, but I have a feeling that it's going to end up normal in the end. Meaning that the Warriors will grit their teeth.
I think they will
accept the deal and just, you know. I mean, hell, maybe the Blazers make it go away with money.
How about this? In order to rescind this deal, all it costs the Golden State Warriors is $130 million for a player they can't fit. Or they can just live with it.
Yeah.
When you put it like that, they're just going to live with it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that the odds of them blowing this thing up are pretty minuscule because it's the worst possible option.
Greg in San Jose. Hello, Greg. You're on with Damon and Ratto.
Hey, guys. Man, it's just insane to just hear how everything has gone down from here. But, I mean, just a couple of things I was thinking about. Like, first of all, I think Portland needs to pay for Payton's salary, no matter what, at the worst, so to hold on to him. But actually, a couple of questions I have is that if they do happen to hold on to Payton, I guess would they have to go with probably the buyout market, or would they even have another option for like a two-way player potentially to fill the void, assuming if that they had to put Payton on the injured list or anything? So I don't know what you guys think about that.
I mean, I think they are going to be kicking the can a little bit harder around the buyout market now. They need bodies. They need a player. They need someone else coming off the bench. I mean, it's the buyout market, or you got to take the tennis balls off of Andre Iguodala's walker and ask him to go out and play. Tennis balls on the walker, Ray.
Yeah, I heard you.
You can chuckle into the microphone.
Well, I didn't find it that hilarious. But the other thing is, why would they blow up their plans to use Iguodala as a playoff fixture now?
If he can't get 27 regular season games in before the playoffs, he ain't going to do squadoosh in the playoffs.
Well, maybe not, but this is what the plan has always been, and I don't think they're going to suddenly change that at this point. I think their choices are they're three, and it's, you know, it sucks for them, but they can either accept the trade and be happy with the cap relief while grinding their teeth about not having Payton immediately. They can negate the trade entirely and get back a very disgruntled and even more disgruntled than ever James Wiseman.
I don't think they can do that.
I don't think they can do it either. Or they have to reopen negotiations with the Blazers to figure out some other way to feel like they've been made whole. And looking at Portland's roster, the only real option is probably Shaedon Sharpe, who's not a great defensive player. And he's 19, and they already have more than 19.
They don't need another 19-year-old.
So, yeah, I mean, just I don't know what they would do at that point.
Like, I was asked, could they rescind the trade partially? Maybe the NBA would grant them that grace if the Pistons were cool with it and the Hawks were cool with it. And the Trailblazers don't get a vote anymore. You guys are liars.
Liars always get a vote.
No, they should.
George Santos proves that.
They should not get a vote going forward in what the Warriors' next course of action in this
is. No, they don't get a vote in that. The Warriors are the ones in charge right now. They're the ones who get to decide whether this trade is killed, modified, or accepted.
Again, maybe they could modify it to they end up with just Wiseman to Detroit for Sadiq Bey. Let's eliminate the Hawks, their five picks, Kevin Knox, and... Well, I guess Kevin Knox would have to be thrown in to make the salaries work if we're just a straight up...
Yeah. So the other three teams would be involved if the Warriors wanted to, you know, revisit every part of this
trade. It's a freaking disaster.
Yeah, which is why the easiest course of action for the Warriors, ultimately, is to feel hard done by but accept the deal anyway.
Even the James Wiseman trade was a disaster. That's how much of the James Wiseman draft pick disaster we are still swimming in. Unbelievable. And the Warriors, again, the Warriors did nothing wrong here. The Warriors did nothing other than sit down at a negotiating table with a team that withheld relevant medical information. I did, during crosstalk with Steiny and Guru, think this was maybe coming from Detroit. This was maybe coming from James Wiseman. Again, James Wiseman was reported to, he's going to be starting his first game with the Detroit Pistons, to James Wiseman's not playing tonight. And I thought, geez, maybe this is a holdup on the Pistons' medical side.
Yeah, and that game's already started.
And I saw the video that Whitley sent out today. You got Steph Curry looking like he's got pressure off of him, even though he can't go tonight. Steph Curry's in a good mood sitting there. You got Steve Kerr on an exercise bike. You got a bouncy Gary Payton II just walking through the background. He looked like he was happy as a clam to be back with the Golden State Warriors, wearing Warrior workout gear, head to toe, hoodie up. I mean, he looked like he was ready to go. Nope. Unbelievable. Carlos Correa Part 2, Electric Boogaloo. That's what we're looking at. The same thing that happened to the Giants has happened to the Golden State Warriors. It's unbelievable.
It's hilarious.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.